Now, my guests are waiting in the studio to talk to me, but first, a history lesson. For over a century, the smallest member of the guitar family has been slowly growing. Often overshadowed by its bigger brother, the acoustic guitar, the ukulele is beginning to gain the recognition it deserves. For decades now, it's spent time on the sidelines as a gimmick, an instrument used for comedy purposes. Until now. The popularity of this tiny instrument has risen dramatically over the last few years, and in 2007 the ukulele began to find its way into primary schools as a worthy replacement for those squealing recorders that we were all forced to play at some point during our youth. It's been adopted by commercial bands such as Beirut and Noah and the Whale and many others as an alternative or accompaniment to the acoustic guitar. George Harrison had been a notable endorsee of the ukulele for years, as has Joe Brown, and the emergence of Dukes, the finest ukulele band in the universe, has only strengthened the renaissance of the small stringed instrument. So I'm pleased to welcome into the studio today, chuckling away, four more fans of the ukulele from the band Dukes. Good afternoon, all.
Good afternoon.
Oh, it's lovely to see you. We last saw you at our Phoenix Fridays gig. What was that? Two Saturdays ago now, wasn't it? And that's actually being broadcast on Saturday night here on Phoenix from 8 o'clock. So if anyone listening in wants to hear the real thing, well, we'll be hearing some of your music in a minute anyway, but a complete set from Dukes was on that night, wasn't it? And it was a great night too. Yeah. So in the studio, we have Brian Smith. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Bob.
We have Hazel Smith.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Hazel. Let's turn you up a bit because you're a bit quiet. Okay.
Makes a change.
We have John Mattock, Mr. Bassman.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, John. And Dave Warren, who, unless I'm mistaken, the leader of the band.
Kind of, yes. Hello, Mr. Simpson.
Hello, how are you? You're very formal today. Anyway, it's lovely to see you all, but who's missing?
I think we're all here.
No.
No, there are three other members of the band, plus Nobby, our sound engineer, who couldn't make it today. But there's Phil Seeley, Joe Kerr, and Martin Burdekin. We all have strange surnames, don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Mattock, Burdekin.
Yeah. Smith.
Smith.
Okay, now, as I say, I last saw you back at Phoenix Fridays at Old Brentwood's a couple of weeks ago. It was a great night all round, and I think you might just have stolen the show. The audience were very appreciative. Did you enjoy that one?
Yeah,
great.
Really good.
It's good to meet everyone else as well, because we don't often get to play with other musicians, other singers, so
right.
It's nice to...
And they were all good too, weren't they?
Yeah,
very, very good set it was. Okay, well, without further ado, let's hear Dukes in action. The tracks we're playing today were recorded live. Can you tell us about the concert they were recorded at and the song we're about to hear?
Yes, it was a concert in Halstead in North Essex, and Nobby, our sound engineer, routinely records our gigs, and sometimes it's just for purposes of, you know, listening to them back and improving, but this one was sounded okay to us, so we started to mix them down and put them onto CD.
Right, okay, and this one's called?
Losing My Religion.
Wow.
I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said
was just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in a corner. That's me in a spotlight, losing my religion, trying to keep a view, and I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much, I haven't said enough. I thought that I heard you laughing, I thought that I heard you sing. I think I thought I saw you try. That was just a dream. Try, cry, why try? That was just a dream. Just a dream. Just a dream. Dream.
Recorded live. That's the fantastic Duke. Oh, you're welcome. That's the fantastic Dukes. We'll be back with Dukes in just a couple of minutes. It's 1, 2, 3 with me, Bob, and Dukes today. Yes, we just heard a great track from Dukes, Losing My Religion. That's the REM song, isn't it? Now, we're going to talk about what's coming up for you in the future. But right now, let's find out a bit about what you've been up to lately and how it started. You've appeared on stage, in theatres, clubs and pubs, and you've had various radio and TV appearances. So where and when did it all start, Dave?
Where did it start? This must be a long time ago. 5 years ago. I think we worked it out the other day. 5 years. In fact, we're nearly 5 years old. There was a jam session. I started a jam session in a pub in Chelmsford. And I remember Brian and Hazel turning up to the first one, found out about it. Do you remember?
I think it was local paper.
I was in the paper. Oh, yeah. Right, good. Yeah, so that's so we started the jam session. That went for about several months. It ran for about a year. By the end, it was the same 12 people every time. So I thought, well, why not form a band and start doing some real gigs rather than jamming in a pub? I think a lot of ukulele bands seem to start this way.
Right.
And I said, all round mine for a rehearsal and learn some songs. And 12 people turned up.
Great.
Which is great. And John here as well, he turned up. But I didn't have enough cups. And I think people got the idea, and eventually a few people dropped out. And it wasn't deliberate.
So you only gave the good players a cup.
That's right, yeah. That was your way of knowing if you were in the band or not, if you got a cup of tea.
And it all went on from there?
It went on from there, yeah. We surprised all of us, really. I remember once saying, we've had an offer of a gig for £80. And I think everyone was shocked that we were getting anything at all, let alone £80.
Right.
And it's gone on from there. It's gone really well.
Yeah, so what have been the recent highlights for you?
We've started doing a whole range of theatre gigs this year. We did a great one last Saturday at the Maritime Room in the Cliffs Pavilion in Southend.
Okay,
that was sold out well before the night.
Excellent.
Quite a lot of followers there have seen us before, so a great audience. But then a couple of nights before that, we did our first gig in Norfolk at the Madder Market Theatre in Norwich on the Thursday night. So we're a bit unsure about that one because we'd never played there before. Nobody really knew us.
Right.
But good, getting on for probably 170 people in the audience.
Wow.
They seemed to enjoy it, and we got inundated with email compliments afterwards and Facebook comments. Really surprised how many people appreciated
it. You find it snowballs, do you? After one gig, you get a lot of inquiries for more and more, do you?
Yeah. Well, they haven't come back and said come back next year, but we'll I'm sure they will eventually.
Right. Tell us about your television appearances, folks. I was sitting there tea time the other day, as I do, eating my dinner in front of the TV, which you shouldn't do, I know. And there you were. You suddenly appeared in front of my eyes. Tell us about that one. Come on, John.
Yeah, that was an interesting experience. We were out in Prague, and one of the members of the band said, when we get back, we were having a film of us because her husband was on Come Dine With Me.
Right.
Would we come and provide some quirky entertainment?
Well, this is Joe, isn't it?
This is Joe, yes. And so we decided to do it.
Yeah.
It was a bit, I'm sure, we'd like all these things, but we decided to do it, and that was early September, because it was broadcast about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Interesting experience.
Performing I Want to Marry a Lighthouse, Kate.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. Yeah.
Was that a long day, or did...
Not for us, no. It was for them.
Yeah.
I mean, they had spent all day there filming. We turned up in the evening, and performed the song, and they joined in. It's a, you know, they're filming all day. It's a 23-minute programme.
Right,
so
yes.
There was about a minute and a half of 2 minutes of us.
Yes,
And some bits where the contestants took part and strummed some ukuleles, they didn't broadcast that, but it was quite a nice experience.
And of course, that follows your appearance on Big Brother. That was last year, wasn't it? I think
the year before.
Oh, was it?
Big Brother, yeah.
Yeah.
Another interesting experience. We're gradually working up the TV channels.
So that we're moving sideways at the moment.
Channel 4 this time. So anyone out there from ITV?
Yeah. Well, you obviously enjoy what you do. I mean, you can see it on your faces when you're performing. You seem to have a lot of fun on stage, and the mood soon spreads to your audiences. And you also do quite a bit of charity work. So as an outside observer, it seems to me that you're not really in it for fame and fortune, but for pure enjoyment, aren't you? Am I right? Would that be correct?
No, you're wrong.
Oh, okay.
We got a mission statement, which is to be as big and famous as possible.
Why not?
But along the way, we do have a lot of fun, and we do like doing charity gigs and fundraisers. Yeah. And we've got one coming up next week in Romford.
Yeah, this Saturday.
Yeah, that's the Brookside Theatre. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Well, that's Saturday week, Bob.
Oh, is it? Oh,
Saturday, we're out in Romford busking, supporting Marie Curie.
One's not on your website.
No. we were going to be busking anyway in Romford because we tried doing a little bit of busking just before a theatre show.
Right.
Just to promote the show.
Yes, yeah.
And it just coincided with Marie Curie's Daffodil Day.
Oh, excellent.
And so we decided to support... last year we supported the group up in the West End, up in Chelsea.
Right.
And we had an opportunity to go anywhere. But as we were going to be in Romford, there's the Romford and Dagenham Marie Curie group, so we decided to link up with them.
Fantastic.
And so we'll be out on Saturday.
Yeah,
it looks
well
like
done.
The weather will be dry. It might not be so sunny, like, but it's...
I might go shopping in Romford on
Saturday.
We'll be
in South Street somewhere.
I'll come along with my pound coin. Well done. Excellent. Okay, so let's hear some more music. Tell us about the next song.
This is a song that Joe's always wanted to do, and it's called I'm in the Mood for Love. I don't know who did the original, actually. Does anyone know?
It's a very old song, isn't it?
Is it? That's a good question for your listeners.
Much older
than all of us.
While we play it, we'll look that up, see if we can find that out, shall we? All right. So, Jukes and I'm in the Mood for Love.
Love, but I'm better.
If it should rain, we let it. Popos unite, forget it. I'm in the mood for love. Popos unite, forget it. I'm in the mood for love. Popos unite, forget it. I'm in the mood for love.
Oh, lovely. That's Jukes and I'm in the Mood for Love, and that's vocals by Joe Kerr, is it?
Yeah.
Ah, very nice indeed. Now, I've just looked up I'm in the Mood for Love, popular song written by Jimmy McHugh, lyrics by Dorothy Fields, published in 1935. It was introduced by Francis Langford in the movie Every Night at Eight, released that year. Now, that's from 1935, and this just goes to highlight the sort of range of music that you include in your set, don't you? Stuff from, what's 1935, about 80 years ago, isn't it? And right up to date stuff as well.
The variety is one of our, well, with a lot of people in the band, of course, we've got a wide range of tastes amongst us, but the variety does help with the audiences. We can get audiences from all ages and backgrounds and musical tastes.
So who chooses the songs that you're going to include?
I think we all do it in different ways. The singers often come forward with songs they particularly want to do because they feel passionate about the lyrics, perhaps, or they like the song, they've always sung it, or they sang it in the bath that evening.
Right.
some of the other members sometimes suggest them, but quite often it's the singers. Yeah. And,
Ah, yes, it's 1:31. You're listening to Bob Simpson on 1-2-3 with Jukes, and we just heard a lovely track from Jukes, I'm in the Mood for Love, with Joe Kerr. Now, I know you're keen to spread the word about the ukulele, and to that end, you're holding another ukulele festival this year, aren't you? Tell us about that.
This is our third one, third ukulele, which always takes place in the Cranbourne Theatre in Chelmsford.
Yep.
And that's developing. We're also doing the Jukes Fest for the second time, which takes place at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch. That won't be till July.
Okay. So what goes on at Jukes Fest?
A little bit similar to ukulele, except it's just on a slightly larger scale. Essentially, it's a mixture. It goes on throughout the afternoon, from about midday till about 5 o'clock. And it's a mixture of live acts, ukulele acts. Some of them are groups which jam together and just learn a few songs. Others are actual established acts who perhaps duos and trios and so on. Right. So there's performances on the stage. There are workshops for people who want to learn ukulele and perhaps spend half an hour learning some new chords and songs. And there will be stalls selling ukulele paraphernalia and non-ukulele paraphernalia. And a similar kind of layout with the ukulele as well. So
So if someone's never touched a ukulele before, can you get them playing it within an hour or two?
We can allow them to touch our ukuleles if they come into the workshops and so on. Yeah, they can borrow them. There's usually some to borrow. There'll be some to buy as well. We'll have some Jukes branded ukuleles.
Wow.
This is new.
And T-shirts as well, no
doubt. Yeah, T-shirts as well. CDs, T-shirts and ukuleles, all branded with Jukes.
Oh, brilliant. And now your next gig is tomorrow, isn't it? Whittam? You mentioned that earlier. That's Collingwood Road, Whittam, in Whittam Public Hall. And I'm just looking for a phone number. Here it is. If you want to book tickets, it's 0845 017 8717. And then we mentioned earlier, Saturday week, it's the Brookside Theatre Romford. Now, I never knew the Brookside Theatre Romford existed, and I used to live in Romford. can you tell us about the Brookside Theatre?
Well, it's only been going a couple of years. That's probably why you haven't heard of it.
Okay.
But it is the old Romford War Memorial Club in Eastern Road, and that was built in the 50s. And it was quite a thriving club over a couple of decades, but then it started to go into disuse. And the hall that they've converted into a theatre, I think, had been derelict for 20 years. It's right in the centre of Romford, in Eastern Road, very near Romford railway station.
Right.
It's hidden by all the tower block offices.
Are there any signs pointing to
there it? There are some signs outside. But they're developing. They've been putting on shows and for the last 18 months now.
Right.
And it's to just maintain the war memorial. There is some war memorial plaques inside the building.
Oh, great.
And, and it's run as a charity, Kent's Community Theatre.
And they've got a very famous patron as well, I understand.
Yeah, David Essex is their patron.
Excellent, yeah. He's actually been in this studio, David Essex, he was performing at the Brentwood Centre here. I'm sorry, I've just looked further down your list. Details for your Jukulele Festival. That's Saturday the 17th of May. It's at the Cramphorn Theatre. And then the same day in the evening you do a concert, don't you?
Yes, yeah. Yep, that's right.
And tickets are available for that from the box office at the Cramphorn Theatre on 01245 606505. Now, I think that's just about all the questions I had, but I've just thought the ukulele is quite a versatile instrument, and there are different kinds of ukuleles, aren't there? I mean, looking down your personnel list here, first, at the top, it's Brian Smith, lead uke and backing vocals. Now, that's an electric uke, isn't it, Brian?
It's an electric ukulele. It's very much like a scaled-down Gibson Les Paul, I suppose.
Right. Well, does it look like one, like a miniature one?
It looks very much like a scaled-down Les Paul, yeah.
Excellent.
And sounds very much like it's very good.
Yeah, and Dave Warren, lead uke and bass uke, but you're electric as well, aren't you, I think?
Yes, but I still play a conventional nylon-strung ukulele. It's just got a couple of pickups on the inside, but still electrified.
Okay, and of course the highlight of your concert is dueling ukes, isn't it?
And smoke on the walls.
One of many highlights.
Yes. Well, I didn't say the highlight. I said a highlight.
I did.
Yes. And of course, that's when you and Brian take each other on in a sort of contest of blazing ukuleles, shall
that's
we say?
Right,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And then there's John. Of course, you're on the bass.
On the bass ukulele. Yes.
Yes, and. I marvelled at that last time you were in the studio.
Right.
Yeah, it's an amazing instrument. Yeah. And Hazel, who's here? You're on uke and vocals. Now, yours, I think, is a standard acoustic, is it?
It's a very traditional-looking ukulele. In fact, it looks a little bit like a small classical guitar, which I like.
Right.
But it's got lovely sound. I've also got a skeleton uke as well, which is an electric one, which looks really nice.
Oh, right. There's a whole new world here, isn't there? you don't know about. Okay. All right, well, we're going to hear one last track from you. But before that, where can people find out a bit more about you?
Social media. I'm a Duke supporter, if they search for that on Facebook. We're Uke Dukes on Twitter, if they want to look for that.
Right.
If they go to our website, www.d-ukes.co.uk, they'll find lots of ways of contacting
us.
I think if you just go into Google, actually, if you type ukulele band into Google these days, Dukes comes up very high.
Well, you know what that is. You're the finest ukulele band in the universe. Let's try it.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for your company today, Brian, Hazel, John, and Dave. Great pleasure, and big shout out to all the rest of the members of the band who are not here today.
Martin just texted me to say hi to everyone who's listening.
Hi, Martin. Sweet voice, Martin. I think he's got a lovely voice as Martin. We've heard him already, haven't we?
We have on the first song, yeah.
Losing My Religion. Yeah. So what's his final track?
Another very popular song. I think it's actually one of the first ones we ever learned, and it's Folsom Prison Blues, the Johnny Cash song. Sung by Phil.
Ah, the lovely voice, Phil, as well. He's got a very distinctive voice, hasn't he? Very good indeed.
He's listening as well.
All right, okay. Hiya, Phil. Get on with your work. Here he is now. Folsom Prison Blues.
Well, I hear that train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Oh, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, when time keeps dragging on. Oh, the train keeps on rolling, on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno, yeah, just to watch it. that train a rolling. Why hang my head and cry?
Go, Dave.
Folks eating when a fancy dining car, well, they're probably drinking coffee while smoking big cigars. Oh, I know I had it coming. I know it can be free. Oh, but the train keeps on rolling. Well, that's what tortures me. Well, if they freed me from this prison, well, if the railroad train was mine, well, I guess I'd move it all a little further down the line. Oh, far from Folsom Prison, baby, that's where I want to stay. When I let that lonesome whistle, oh, blow my blues away.
Fabulous Dukes there and Folsom Prison Blues. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in. If you want to see Dukes, you can see them tomorrow night at Witham Public Hall. Tickets are available from Witham Public Hall box office on 0845 017 8717. And then Saturday, the 22nd of March, they'll be at the Brookside Theatre in Romford, starting at 8 o'clock. Tickets on sale from the box office there on 01708 755 775. Or, of course, you can hear them for absolutely free if you tune into Phoenix FM on Saturday night at 8. You can hear the entire Phoenix Fridays gig with Ryan Green, Loretta, Philip Marino, and Dukes.